you're over this way, we are now broken into the top 10 luxury market for real estate. So could be one of the direct heirs. Who knows?
Yeah, it could be. And yeah, I did notice that. The other thing I find unusual is how the average home price now in Petoskey is like $1.1 million or $1.3 million, which is just ridiculous. You know, it's just ridiculous. And it is funny, on my travels today around town, I noticed a whole bunch of new for sale properties, a couple of FSBOs and a couple of, big name MLS listings, a couple Berkshire Hathaways, a couple Coldwell Bankers. And I guess it's kind of typical. You figure you put your house on the market now, even if you quickly take an offer, it closes in September, maybe October with occupancy. And now you don't have to winterize it, yada, yada, yada. But there's still such a terrible lack of inventory up here. Everywhere, really, but even more so up here. I've got buyers looking for vacant land. I've got buyers looking for hunting property and looking for buildable waterfront, and there's stuff here, but it is so rich. It's out of reach for most of my buyers, which are, upper middle class, working, retirees, soon to be retirees. They're okay taking on a normal mortgage, $200,000-$300,000, but I think the average waterfront parcel here by me is 6 or 7 probably upwards.